Hi, I'm Mark Hansen. I'll be taking you through the Merle Jam Merle Travis article, Musical Examples, from Country Guitar Magazine. First, figures 1 through 4 are all played with the thumb. This is just the regular bass line. First, I'll play it without muting the strings so that you can really hear the pitches. Then I will play it as Merle Travis would with the muted bass strings. Mute the strings with the heel of your right hand. Here we go, figure 1. And muted. Figure 2. And muted. Figure 3. Muted. And figure 4. Muted. In figure 5, you add your index finger, picking a melody note, to the bass line. In this one, your index finger will pick the second string in the first measure, the first string in the second measure, and then a variety of strings in measures 3 and 4. Let's do it slowly first. Ready, go. And here we go at a performance speed. 1, 2, 3, 4. In figure 6, we add more melodic figures to it, this time with some left-hand hammer-ons and pull-offs. Let's do it slowly first. Ready, go. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Okay, now let's do it at a performance speed. 1, 2, ready, go. 2, 3, 4. Again. Very good. In figure 7, we imitate Merle Travis's role where you strum with your thumb pick all the way to the first string, but pick the first string with your index finger going up toward the ceiling. That gives that first string an extra kick. Figure 7 has the alternating bass patterns for what we call contemporary Travis picking. Here's a C chord. And mute it if you like. Here's a G chord. And muted. And a D chord. And muted. All the way across, figure 8. In figure 9, you have the four basic patterns of the contemporary Travis picking style. The first one is called the outside-in pattern because the more outside of your two fingers, middle and index, picks first. Thumb, middle, thumb, index. In the second half of the measure, you substitute your ring finger picking the first string for the middle finger point in the pattern. Measure 2 is what I call the inside-out pattern because the more inside of your two fingers, the index finger as opposed to the middle, picks first. Thumb index, thumb middle. At the end of the measure, again, substitute your ring finger picking the first string for your middle finger, which normally would pick the second string at that point. Here's measure 2. In measure three, you have what's called the pinch pattern. It's simply a variation on the outside in, which was measure one of figure nine. You take your initial middle finger pluck and put it on the first beat with the thumb. A pinch. Now, there's nothing that happens on the first eighth note after the pinch. You wait until the second beat when your thumb picks the fourth string. Here we go. And again. The fourth measure is what I call the descending arpeggio pattern. It starts with a pinch, but the rest of it is like the inside-out pattern. In effect, what you've done is taken the final note of the measure and moved it onto the first beat, so you have a pinch. Again, it's just a variation on measure two of figure nine, the inside-out pattern. Here they are, four measures in a row at performance speed. Each has its own distinct sound. Figure 10 is an arrangement of mine of O Susanna as a contemporary Travis picker might play it. This is in first position with the alternating bass not strumming the second and fourth beats, but rather picking individual bass notes on the second and fourth beats. Here we go slowly. Ready, go. Here we go at performance speed. One, two, three. In figure 11, don't play any bar A chords. Rather, thumb the bass string in the left hand. Fret the 4th string 7th fret with your ring finger. 6th fret of the 3rd string with your middle finger. And the 5th fret of the 2nd string with your index finger. Be aware that the thumb will alternate between the 6th and 4th strings. In measure 1 of figure 11, the second beat has the 7th fret bass note on the 5th string. It should be on the 4th string. It's correct in the standard notation. Let's do it slowly. Ready, go. At performance speed. A one, two, three. Make sure in this style, and all finger-picking styles where you're playing the melody on top of a bass, that the melody stands out clearly. Have fun with this!